Police and protesters in Hong Kong have smashed all records for arrests and injuries in what police commanders have called the most violent and chaotic day ever seen in the city. Sitting out to spoil Communist China's 70th anniversary in power, violent clashes led to 180 people being arrested, an 18-year-old being shot by a live round of ammunition, and 25 police officers injured. As Greg Jennett reports, Hong Kong police are now freely admitting their strength is being sapped by the months-long campaign of civil unrest.
Send me to the hospital, my chest is hurting. So went the plaintive cry of the man of the moment in Chun Wan. His name is Song Si Ken, 18 years old and shot by a Hong Kong police officer. When he wore that bullet midway left chest, almost left shoulder, Mr. Song achieved legendary status within the army of protesters who'd flooded Hong Kong streets. Right as President Xi Jinping and his communist cadre settled into a night of celebration in Beijing, observing the 70th anniversary of the party's power in what he calls the motherland, Hong Kong was putting on the mother of all nights. Major flashpoints in six centres, live ammunition fire in one, hundreds of thousands of protesters in the Central and Admiralty districts. 51 people were sent to hospital, their ages ranging from a plucky 75 down to a child aged only 11. It'll take days or weeks to settle the claim and counterclaim of what went on last night. Was acid flung on police and journalists? Were rioters hell-bent on vandalism and destruction wherever they could achieve it? But one conclusion is obvious. The objective to punctuate the Chinese government's glorious National Day in Beijing with an exclamation mark in Hong Kong was achieved. In the global news cycle, by sunset in Hong Kong, the world was no longer talking about the impeccable nationalist parade in Tiananmen Square, but rather about the scrappy street-by-street confrontations, water cannon and tear gassing that happened here on the nation's southeast flank. Mr. Song's shooting makes him a cause célèbre for the protest movement, a lightning rod for international condemnation of Hong Kong police, led last night by the UK's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab. And now that China's anniversary has passed, the costly, destructive demonstrations almost certainly mean these protests will live on as an irritant to the local and the central Chinese governments for weeks and months to come. In Hong Kong, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.